a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Tax Committee will come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning. We are going to be taking up the first of some bills that we have scheduled on our agenda today. Let's open first with the Secretary call the roll.
Representative Cutler.
Here.
Fikard.
Here.
Gibson. Greenfield. Hunhoff. Junkie.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Kirschman.
Here.
Lang. Lederman.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Solem.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Noem.
Here.
Olson. Madam Chair, 11 of 15 are present.
Okay, and we do have a quorum. Everyone, if you've had a chance to look over the minutes, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Representative Solem, seconded by Representative Cutler. All those in favor vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes have been approved. I'd like to introduce our pages today. I see we have one. I'm not quite sure if the other one has already been called up, but our pages will be Amanda Horn from Trip. Is that, are you Amanda? That's her? Okay. Then the other one would be Samantha Blood from Huron. Welcome. Glad to have you here. If you need anything today, go ahead and call on the pages. They will be available. Is there any other business before the committee before we start taking some of our bills? None? Okay. Sounds good. All right, we will open up committee hearings then on House Bill 1030, which is an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. I will take any proponents of House Bill 1030.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Michael Kenyon, South Dakota Department of Revenue and Regulation. This is the department's annual bill to update our references to the Internal Revenue Code. I would like to point out, especially for the benefit of Representatives Thompson and Noem, who seemed to have a lot of fun with this bill last year, because we had some of our references were back to the 70s or the 80s, that all the references that we're updating this year are from 2009. So we didn't find any additional IRS references that needed to be updated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kenyon. I apologize for being so memorable. Any other proponents to House Bill 1030? Any other proponents to House Bill 1030? Any opponents to House Bill 1030? One last time, any opponents to House Bill 1030? We will waive the rebuttal and open it up for committee questions. Any committee questions? Look at how easy we are. All right, we will close to committee questions, open it up for committee action and or discussion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Cutler.
Madam Chair, move do pass House Bill 1030.
Is there a second? Second by Representative Junkie. We have a motion on the floor, do pass by Representative Cutler, seconded by Representative Junkie. Secretary will call the roll. Is there any comments to that, Representative Cutler?
No.
Okay. No comments. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Cutler.
Aye.
Fikard.
Aye.
Gibson. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Junkie.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Lang. Lederman.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Noem.
Aye.
Olson. Madam Chair, 11 ayes, 4 excused.
Excellent. House Bill 1030 moves to the House floor with a do pass recommendation 11-0. Okay, we have a consent. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is that Lederman? Okay. Moved by Representative Greenfield. Consent seconded by Lederman. All those in favor vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So moved. House Bill 1030 moves to the House floor. The do pass recommendation. All right, moving on down our agenda. We will open up House Committee Taxation Meetings on House Bill 1009. Is there any? It's an act to revise certain provisions regarding the documentation of data used to make adjustments for factors that affect the capacity of the land to produce agriculture products during the assessment process. Is there any proponents to House Bill 1009?
Good morning, Madam Chair and House Tax Committee members. Paul Dennett, State Rep, District 2. Such a large room with not many people in it this morning. I'm not used to this. Chairman and members of the committee, 10009 actually was a bill that I considered bringing forward personally myself to use sales or the market division and amend current statute to be able to use that to look out for the directors of equalization to look out across the state when they make local adjustments and set up neighborhoods. As I've been a member of the task force on changing the way we value ag land for taxation purposes, basically looking at the productivity model for the past, four sessions, I guess it's been going on. And I was a strong advocate in the end of using productivity models. And we kind of, when we looked at using productivity, we really wanted to kind of take sales and put it in the back burner. And I told the Secretary of Revenue that's sitting behind me, and you let me know if he's going to throw something at me. But as that bill passed last session and we went out and out to the field of the revenue and started explaining it, Mr. Kenyon stated to the directors when they make local adjustments, they could look at the market or sales factor. And I always kidded him that he probably didn't say it just once. He said it two or three times as the discussion went forward. And that really prompted me to introduce the bill and put it in the section of law for that purpose when they make local adjustments and or set up neighborhoods. I approached the task force last summer with this thought, and asked, there was a lot of discussion, pro and con, and Senator Knutson, I think, made the final amendment to the bill, change the words, that it made it more palatable, and I think it came out like on an 8-7 vote or whatever it was, or 6-5. As we pursued down this avenue, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, the comment came, if you're going to start using those words and we wanted to go totally into the productivity model, it probably wasn't good legislation. I discussed it with Mr. Kenyon as we went forward down this avenue, and I guess I came to the conclusion that it was probably premature at this time to put this in statute. I've been assured that they will stand behind the directors if they go forward in a case where there's an appeal and it would happen to go that far. If the directors stated that they set up neighborhoods and they set up local adjustments due to the sales of the past history. With that in mind, I would ask the committee to make the final motion to put the bill to sleep at this present time, but I'm going to watch this. You know, of course, I don't know how close I'll watch it depending on the election this fall, but even if I'm not reelected, if I run, I think I'll keep close enough tabs on it because I think as we go forward down this productivity model, the directors, I think, are going to be inclined to use more local adjustments than probably prior years. Now, some might use it, some not. If they would get into a bind as they go into the appeals process, and the Revenue Department has assured me that they will stand behind the directors if they're making local adjustments. But if the judge doesn't rule it that way, we might have to look to the future to probably put it in there when they make it. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, Madam Chair, I would like you to do the proper thing at this time as it's premature. The only thing I would ask is if there's Revenue wanted to make a statement before we went that way or not on the issue, or maybe briefly any other comment from any other people. And with that, I'll close my testimony. Thank you for your time. But I will be watching it. We will be watching on the process as it goes forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dennert. Any further proponents for House Bill 1009? Any further proponents for House Bill 1009? Any opponents to House Bill 1009? Opponents? We will waive the rebuttal period then and open it up for committee questions, which I guess I have a question on this bill. I'd like to ask it of Mr. Kenyon, though, if he would mind coming up and asking. When I look at this bill, how it's written, there's actually two components to this bill, and I understand the part that Representative Dennert was trying to add in. However, my question is at the bottom of the first page in line 14, you can see that we're striking some language which talks about which can be documented. And if I remember some of our discussion that happened at the task force, the reason that we did that is because we didn't really clarify what documented could be or how we were going to prove that something was documented. So I'm wondering, in honoring the request that Representative Dennert has made, if we still need this section of the bill to strike that language and necessarily remove the last section. No? Could you explain that for me?
Madam Chair, Michael Kenyon, South Dakota Department of Revenue and Regulation. The idea was to strike the language which can be documented, and then replace it with the more specific language that's contained in page, on lines 2 through 5 of the second page of the bill. The idea was that we would make it absolutely explicitly clear that the that sales could be used in the process for approving or documenting those adjustments. I think, as Representative Dennert said, you know, I think that this was an idea that was made sort of in anticipation of litigation, idea that, you know, maybe a court would look at that language and think that that wasn't clear enough. I think as Representative Dennert said, I think this language is premature at this time.
I have a follow-up. So basically, which can be documented could be documented in any form. You're not requiring any guidelines on that.
I'm sure that's correct. Any way that makes sense. I think it makes a lot of sense, especially at the beginning of this process, to sort of keep it wide, to let the directors of equalization, who know their counties best, come in and find ways to look at the differences in their counties and establish reasonable and rational distinctions in the valuations, and to look at everything that makes sense to look at to document those adjustments.
Any further questions of the committee? Okay, we will close to committee questions and open it up to discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Lederman.
I move to defer to the 41st day.
Is there a second? Well, if the chair could take some leeway here, I wanted to have a little bit of discussion. I should have probably done this at the beginning of the committee meeting, but I would recommend that our motions reflect continuing, if we wish to kill a bill, send it to the 41st day. This session, obviously, with some of the issues that we're facing in the budget as well, there may be the need to add a day or two, and we have the leeway to do that. I would hate to see all of these bills be deferred to the 39th day, and then we end up actually having a 39th day and have to deal with those. So if our motions, if we do wish to kill a bill or to send it on its way, that we would continue to use the 41st day motion, I think that would be appreciated and appropriate at this time. So Representative Lederman has made a motion to defer House Bill 1009 to the 41st day. Was there a second?
Fikert second.
Okay, Fikert makes a second. Is there any comments to that motion? Representative Lederman?
No.
None? Okay. All those in favor of the motion will vote aye. All those opposed will vote nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Representative Cutler?
Aye.
Fikert?
Aye.
Gibson? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hunhoff? Junkie?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Lang? Lederman?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Noem?
Aye.
Olson? Madam Chair, 11 ayes, 4 excused.
Okay, House Bill 1009 has been deferred to the 41st day. Yes, thank you, Representative Dennard. I appreciate that. One bit of business that we did not deal with was House Bill 1030 was not assigned to anyone on the House floor. I don't know if it necessarily needs to be if it was on the consent calendar, though, does it?
If
there is a question, someone who could answer that. I would like to ask Representative Cutler, would you mind doing that?
Sure.
Okay. I appreciate that. We'll sign that to her. Is there any other business before the committee today? Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Representative Greenfield, seconded by Representative Solem. All those in favor vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.